到提摩太前书,
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to read a few passages.
提摩太前书第三章14节、15节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。
I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long.
倘若我单言日久了，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
But in case I'm delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
好，我们就读到这里就可以。好，我们再读提摩太后书。
We'll read up to here, and next we'll read 2 Timothy.
第一章,
chapter 1.
第三节到第七节。
Verse 3 to verse 7.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你。I
thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。Longing
to see you even as I recall your tears so that I may be filled with joy.
想到你心里无为之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。For
I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。For
this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。For
God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
这个心应该把它翻作灵。Here,
Chinese says heart, but it should be translated spirit.
神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。For
God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that we have another opportunity to gather before your throne. We thank you that on your resurrection day, when we can come before you, we come before you with thankful hearts to your throne of grace. Because every time we gather, it is by grace. And you will speak your words of grace to all of us. So that your words may be our light. So that we can walk before you in light. So that our ways may be pleasing in your sight. So this morning, may you reveal yourself and your words to us. With the help of the Holy Spirit. And may you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would be able to understand your word so that these words may have more effect and work in our lives. We thank you this morning. May your precious blood cover us because we are in your grace and gather before you. We give these hearts of thanks before you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
早晨的耶和弟兄姊妹来交通提摩太后书刚刚所读到那一句刚强仁爱谨守的领。
So this morning, I would like to fellowship with all of you regarding the book of 2 Timothy, specifically where it speaks of the spirit of power and love and discipline.
我们知道提摩太前后书乃是使徒保罗写给他属灵的真儿子提摩太。
We know that 1 and 2 Timothy was written by Paul as a letter to his spiritual son Timothy.
虽然这是两封给个人的信,
even though these were two separate letters,
但他内容所谈论的却不是个人的事,
but these two different letters did not speak of just an individual matter. It spoke about the household of God and the works and services in the household of God. And the administrations and arrangements in the church.
在前书里面, 保罗在那里嘱咐以提摩太，他留在以弗所。
In 1 Timothy, Paul enjoins or commands Timothy to stay at Ephesus.
嘱咐他在以弗所在那里的有一些要做的事情。
And he commands and enjoins Timothy to take care of certain matters.
他在那里嘱咐说要嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从那些荒谬无凭的话语。
So he instructs Timothy not to teach strange doctrines, not to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies.
这个嘱咐呢，在这个提摩太前书里面呢，出现中文出现有六次。
And in Chinese, 嘱咐 or in English, you may say enjoin or command, disappears six times in the book of 1 Timothy.
他在这个嘱咐里面不仅提醒提摩太有一些事情要做。
Enjoin or command is to remind Timothy of things that he needs to take care of.
在那讲，讲到教会的祷告。
There it speaks about the prayer in the church.
讲到女人讲道的问题。
It speaks of matters among the women.
讲到那个监督那个执事他的条件和设立。
And it also speaks of the requirements of an overseer and a deacon.
保罗在那嘱咐提摩太说，用怎样劝勉来对待那些不同年纪的人。
And Paul instructs and commands Timothy how to exhort the younger ones.
还有寡妇登记在册上的问题。
And regarding the widows who need to be put on a list.
许许多多事情，保罗在嘱咐提摩太，你要该去行。
So many different things Paul instructs and commands Timothy to do.
所以在这卷书里面也有一个词，也一再出现。
So also in the book of 1 Timothy, there's also another phrase that shows up,
就是这些事,
which is these things.
在中文里面也出现了七次。
In the Chinese translation, the phrase these things shows up seven times.
而有一次呢，他把它翻作这些话，在第五章二十二节那里。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20, it says these words.
也说应该照英文来说应该也翻成这些事。
So in English it actually should also be translated these things.
所以保罗在这卷书里面一再说这些事这些事。
So over and over Paul says in the book of 1 Timothy, these things, these things.
第四章第六节来说，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, Paul says, in pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus.
在十一节他说，这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
And in verse 11 of chapter 4 says, prescribe and teach these things.
十五节说，这些事你要殷勤的去做。
And in verse 15, it says, take pains with these things.
他说，要在这些事上恒心。
And to persevere in these things.
第五章第六节、第七节说，这些事你要去嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。
And chapter 5, verse 7, it says, prescribe these things as well, so that they may be above reproach.
二十一节那边说，你要遵守这些话，不可存成见，就说你要遵守这些事，不可存成见。
And in verse 21 of chapter 5, it says that, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus to maintain these principles, or also these things.
第六章第六十一节呢说，你这属神的人啊，你要逃避这些事。
And then in chapter 6, verse 11, it says, but flee from these things, you man of God.
所以前书一再告诉我们说，这些事，这些事。
So in the first letter to Timothy, it says, these things, these things.
许多事情为了什么呢？
So many things, but for what?
在第三章那里就告诉我们说呢，这些事写给你。
In chapter 3, it says, he writes these things to him.
倘若我单言十九，
I write these things to you, hoping to come to you before long.
你也可以知道在神的家中当如何行。
So that you will know how you should conduct yourself in the household of God.
所以保罗写了这许多话，提醒提摩太许多这些事。
So Paul writes these things to remind Timothy how one ought to conduct himself regarding these things.
乃是让提摩太知道在神的家中当如何行。
So that Timothy would know how he should conduct himself in the house.
也可以说要他来嘱咐神的儿女们在神的家中当如何行。
So that Timothy can command or enjoin the brothers and sisters in the church how they should conduct themselves.
当神的儿女在那里遵守这些事。
So when the children of God learn to observe these things or do these things.
当神的儿女在那里照着保罗的话去行这些事的时候，
and when God's children learn to walk in these things,
在那里过教会的生活，
then they will live the life, learn how to live in the life of church.
他们知道在神的家中当如何行的时候，
and when they know how to conduct themselves in the household of God,
那教会生活秩序在那里就被建立起来。
Then in the church of God, it can be built up.
所以哥林多提摩太前书的信息是什么呢？
So what is the theme of 1 Timothy?
提摩太前书的信息乃是说到神的教会生活秩序的建立。
So the message and theme of 1 Timothy is to talk about what are things that need to be done and how we should conduct ourselves to build up the household of God.
所以提摩太前书让我们看见这一卷书重在做事情。
So the emphasis in 1 Timothy is on doing these things,
或是重在事情，
or on matters of these things.
但是到了提摩太后书，
but then when we come to 2 Timothy,
整个环境改变了，
the entire environment changes.
保罗不在那里再嘱咐提摩太许多事他要去做。
Paul no longer enjoins or commands Timothy of things to do.
因为那时候保罗下了监牢，
because at that point in time, Paul was imprisoned.
提摩太在那好像失去了一个依靠。
And it was as if Timothy lost something to rely and depend on.
他在那边觉得孤单。
He felt lonely.
他灵软弱了。
His spirit was weak.
他甚至在那边好像在退缩了。
It was like he was shrinking back.
所以在这个时候呢，保罗写给他不再嘱咐他说你要做这个做那个。
So during that time, Paul was not writing to tell Timothy to do these things or that thing.
在这个时候，提摩太所需要是什么呢？
So during this time, what did Timothy need the most?
保罗说你要把曾经所赐给你那个恩赐要如何调旺起来。
Paul wanted to rekindle the gift which God had given him.
你要把那个灵再次调旺起来。
To rekindle afresh the gift of God.
因为在这个时候保罗是在主他要做许多事的时候。
Because in the things that Timothy needed to do,
因为他灵软弱，
because his spirit was weak,
所以他没办法照保罗吩咐再去做一些事情。
So he was not able to do the things commanded by Paul because of his weak spirit.
保罗是在后书里面许多话来在鼓励提摩太。
So it is in the book of 2 Timothy that Paul gives encouraging words to Timothy.
乃是你这个服侍的人，服侍主的人。
So that someone who's a servant or minister of God,
你应该是怎样一种人？
What kind of person should you be?
你应该是做怎样的人？
What kind of person should you need to do?
所以我们看见后书呢，
So in 2 Timothy,
还是重在这个人，
the emphasis is on the person.
乃是重在这个服侍的人。
It is on the character of the one who serves.
这个服侍的人，你应该是怎样情形？你应该是怎样一种人？
What kind of person should you be? What kind of character should you have if you are a servant of God?
只有我们这个人能够是一个对的人，然后来做事，才能够做一个对的事情。
Only a right person can do a right thing.
我们今天知道，今天神的儿女许多时候在服侍里面总是坐在重在做事做事。
A lot of times, the children of God, when we serve the Lord, we do things just focusing on the work and the things.
不错，神是给了教会许多托付该去做。
Yes, the Lord has charged us with many responsibilities and work that needs to be done.
但是我们知道神的心意不在那些事情的上面。
But we know that God's heart is not on these works and things.
神的心意乃是在我们这些服侍人的身上。
God's heart is actually on the person himself who serves.
神乃是看重我们这个人。
God sees more importantly the man himself.
所以一些前面的弟兄告诉我们。
So a lot of brothers in the past have told us.
神所看重的是我们的所事，不是我们所做的。
What God sees is who we are, not what works we do.
因为我们是神所中的工作。
Because we are God's workmanship.
神是借着我们做许多事情来做在我们这个人身上。
It is through many things that God works in our lives.
叫我们这个人能够成为神所要的一个人。
So that we can be the kind of person that God wants us to be.
也只有我们这个人真的成为一个对的人。
And it is so to help us to become a right person.
才能做对的事情。
So that we can do the right things.
所以保罗在这里写信给提摩太的时候。
So when Paul writes these things to Timothy.
这个时候提摩太所需要的乃是你要做一个对的人。
The Paul was trying to tell Timothy what is he needs to do to be a right person.
你要做一个该做一个怎样的人才能够在那里有 更好一个服事。
What kind of person did Timothy need to be so that he can have an even better ministry?
所以在这卷书里面呢，我想保罗提到有七种人。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul mentions there are 7 kinds of people.
头一个就是说，有刚强仁爱谨守的领的人。
First, a person who has the spirit of power and love and discipline.
然后就是。是一个耶稣基督的精兵。
Second, a person who is a soldier of Christ Jesus.
是一个在场上比武的人。
Third, a person who competes as an athlete.
是一个劳力的农夫。
A person who is a hard-working farmer.
要做一个无愧的工人。
A workman who does not need to be ashamed.
要做一个贵重的器皿。
A vessel for honor.
最后，是一个有主性情的一个人。
And lastly, a person who has the Lord's character.
这是保罗在监里面是在他离世之前写的最后一封信。
This was the last letter that Paul wrote before he was martyred while he was imprisoned.
也可以说是保罗的最后的一个见证。
Or it could be said that it is his last testimony.
因为到最后他告诉我们。
Because at the end he says,
他说他那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按照公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
保罗在这里让我们看见。
Here Paul lets us see.
当保罗快要离世，快要在走完地上的路程的时候。
Right as Paul is about to leave this earth.
他在那人生最后画上一个美好的一个句点。
At the end of his life, we could say, at the end, when he's drawing a conclusion, he had a good period.
他有一个非常美好的一个结局。
He had a great conclusion.
他在那里唱一首得胜的凯歌。
And he sang a song of victory.
为什么他最后有这样一个美好的一个结局呢？
Why at the end did he have such a great conclusion?
这位神的仆人保罗。
Because God's servant, Paul,
他是怎样一个服侍主的人？
What kind of person was he when he serves the Lord?
就正如他写信给提摩太所说的。
And it is testified here in this letter that he writes to Timothy.
他是一个里面有刚强仁爱谨守领的一个人。
He is one who had the spirit of power and love and discipline.
所以他在那能够为基督的福音为主在做见证不以为耻。
So that's why he was able to preach the gospel to serve without shame.
他是一个基督的精兵。
He was a soldier of Christ.
他在专一的服侍神，为神的国在那征战。
He was there to fight the battles for God's kingdom.
他是一个在场上比武竞赛要得冠冕的人。
He is one who competes as an athlete to win a crown.
他要得神从在基督里面招他所得要来的得的一个奖赏。
And he wanted to receive the reward from Christ Jesus.
他也是一个劳力的农夫。
He was also a hard-working farmer.
他在那殷勤的工作。
There he worked very diligently.
他在殷勤努力在得粮食。
And there he worked very hard to receive a prize.
得粮食，得那个粮食食物。
Oh, to receive food. Sorry.
不仅能够供应自己的需要，也供应神儿女的需要。
Not only to nourish himself, but also to nourish the children of God.
他是一个无愧的工人。
And he was a worker who did not need to be ashamed.
他是一个有启示的人。
He was one with revelation.
他能够按着正义在分解真理的道。
He was able to accurately discern and teach the word of God.
能够把神的心意把它发表出来。
To reveal and manifest the heart and will of God.
他也是个贵重的器皿。
And he was also an honorable vessel.
神的性情，基督的救赎，能够借着他服事把它发表出来。
The Lord's character through his redemptive work was able to manifest the Lord's character.
最后，他也是一个有主性情的人。
And lastly, he was one who had the Lord's character.
他在用温和忍耐谦卑的心在服侍人。
With gentleness, patience, and humility, he would teach other brothers and sisters.
咱们劝诫人。
He would exhort and teach.
要把人带回到神的面前。
So that those would repent and turn to God.
这是保罗这个服侍着神的人。
This is Paul, the one who serves God.
因着他是这样一个人。
Because he was this kind of person.
所以他所有服侍在神面前才能够得到神的喜悦。
This is why all his services and ministries before the Lord was able to be pleasing to God. And that's why at the end he was able to sing a song of victory to obtain the prize. So now we want to share today one specific kind of person. That a person who serves has to have a spirit of power and love and discipline. We know that in the New Testament we serve in the Spirit. When Jesus was on the earth, when he was speaking to the Samaritan woman about matters of worship, and worship and service is actually the same word in the original language. The Lord Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, the Samaritan woman said to the Lord Jesus, we worship in this mountain. And you people say that in Jerusalem. And Lord Jesus said, and Jesus said, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. For the true worship is to worship in spirit and truth. Because God is spirit. We know that in the Old Testament, the Israelites worshipped and they served God. They needed to go to Jerusalem. Because there was the temple. And all their worship and services needed to take place in the temple. Because in the temple, that's where God's presence was. God's dwelling place was there. But thank God when the Lord Jesus came to earth, he accomplished redemption. And after he finished God's work of redemption, man's worship was no longer external. It was not on the outer works and external services. In the New Testament, all the worship is in spirit. And it is by the Spirit and in the Spirit that we worship. Because whom we worship is God, who is the Spirit. So it is only when man who worships by the Spirit, which indwells him, is able to touch God, who is Spirit, by worshiping in Spirit. So that we are worshiping in the Spirit. Because what God wants, how God wants us to worship is to worship in this way, in the Spirit. Because God is Spirit. So that's why Paul says that for God, he worships God in Spirit. Even though Paul did so many things, but all these works were done in Spirit. All these things began with the Spirit. To follow the Spirit, to follow the leading of the Spirit to do the works. So we see a man's service begins with the Spirit. And it is by the Spirit. The condition of a man's spirit determines the quality of a man's work. If a man has a good spirit, an extraordinary spirit, then he can have extraordinary services. If a person has a good spirit, then all his outer works can be good. So the condition of a man's spirit determines the value of the man's work. So the condition of the man's spirit determines how we are on the outside, good or bad. We look at the Old Testament.
Yes,
Caleb.
圣经告诉我们说他里面有神的灵。
Excuse me, Joseph. We're looking at Joseph in the Old Testament. He was a man with the Spirit.
他里面因着有神的灵，他里面就有聪明智慧。
Because Joseph had the Spirit, he had insight and wisdom. Because he had the spirit of wisdom and insight, he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream. So that's why he was able to be in charge of all of Egypt. A second example is the prophet Daniel. And in the Bible, it tells us that Daniel had the spirit of the holy God. He had an extraordinary spirit. He had insight and wisdom. He was able to help the king of Babylon. Because the king of Babylon saw a statue. He was not able to understand the interpretation of what the statue meant. So Daniel interpreted the statue for him. So we see that the condition of a man's spirit is very important. Because a person with a good and extraordinary spirit is able to interpret and explain spiritual matters. And he can understand what the works that God wants him to do. So now we see what it was that Timothy needed. Timothy's spirit was timid. And Timothy's spirit was weak. He was timid and he didn't dare to be a testimony for the Lord. Because Paul was imprisoned. It was as if he lost the crutch that he could depend on. And he's probably like many people today. Because Paul tells us,
他说, 他出事申诉的时候,
that when at his first defense, no one supported him. And maybe even Timothy was timid and shrank back. So that he was not able to have a good ministry. He was not able to suffer for the gospel. He was not able to be a good testimony. So what Timothy needed was to have his spirit kindled afresh. So that he could continue to walk and press forward. So that he could continue to serve to the end. So Paul said to him, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and discipline. So that his spirit could be resurrected. So that he could faithfully and serve well. So that he could serve with the gifts that God had given him to serve the church. So a lot of times brothers and sisters will say, when we have to arrange various services, sometimes people will say, my spirit is weak, I cannot serve. So we see that when a person's spirit is weak, he's unable to serve. Only when a person's spirit is strengthened, then he can serve to the end. Thank God that Paul says that God has given us a spirit of power. A spirit of power. And we can say that this spirit is also the inner man. Because there in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul had a prayer. So Paul prayed to the Father, saying that he would grant them, the Ephesians, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. In the Chinese translation, it says inner strength, but the English translation is more accurate because it says inner man. Only when the inner man is strengthened, then he can face the difficult circumstances on the outside. Then he can overcome obstacles. There, Timothy, his weak was weakened. And he had shrunk back.
所以他在面对这些艰难的时候,
so when Timothy came across difficulties and obstacles, he was not able to overcome them.
保罗说,
so Paul says to Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power.
当主耶稣从死里复活要升天之前,
when the Lord Jesus was going to be resurrected, right before he was about to ascend to heaven,
他对门徒说,
he said to his disciples,
他说圣灵要降在你们身上,
he says that the Holy Spirit will come upon them,
你们必得到能力,
and then they will receive power.
在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 直到全地,
and that they will be his witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
当圣灵降在人的身上的时候,
when the Holy Spirit comes upon man, it is a spirit of power.
感谢神, 当我们蒙恩得救以后,
thank God that after we're saved by grace,
圣灵住在我们里面,
when the Spirit indwells us,
圣灵住在我们里面,
the Spirit of power is in us,
使我们里面能够刚强起来,
so that our inner man may be strengthened,
使我们在那,我们可以来为主做见证,我们在那不以为耻,
so that we can be a good testimony and that we do not need to be ashamed.
所以保罗要让提摩太再次看见,
so Paul wants Timothy to see,
神说赐给我们是一个刚强的灵,
what God has given us is a spirit of power. The Spirit first needs to be rekindled. When Timothy's spirit is rekindled, resurrected, then he receives the spirit of power, and then he can stand firm. And he can continue to be a testimony for God, and he can continue to preach the gospel. How can the Spirit be strengthened? How can the Spirit be rekindled? Paul speaks of two things.
他说我是接续祖先用清洁良心来侍奉神。
Paul says that he serves God with a pure conscience.
我们知道灵里面有一部分是良心。
We know that in ourselves, one portion is spirit, is conscience.
当人犯罪以后,
after we sin,
虽然良心受了玷污,
after we sin, even though our conscience has become defiled,
不洁净,
and it's not clean,
但是良心仍然有感觉,
but even the conscience still has a feeling.
良心还是有似灰的感觉在那里,
the conscience still has a feeling inside of us.
所以保罗在罗马书第二章那里告诉我们,
so that's why Paul tells us in Romans chapter 2,
将来神审判的时候呢,
that when God judges us,
有律法的人,
that God will judge those who live according to the law by according to the law.
没有律法的人,
and that those without the law, God will judge according to their conscience.
所以我们看见我们良心里面是有是非之分的。
So we see that our conscience distinguishes right from wrong.
这是神把这个良心的功用摆在人里面,
and God has put this ability to distinguish right from wrong through the conscience in us. So we know that people in the world all have a feeling. We all know in this world we will do wrong.
但是很可惜,常常人不照那良心的感觉去做该做的事情。
But it's a shame because man does not always follow their conscience to do the right thing.
常常是违背良心的感觉，行那些不该做的事情。
A lot of times we will rebel or oppose and go against our conscience and do the wrong thing.
因为我们良心还是软弱的，因为不洁净。Because
our conscience is still weak because it's defiled.
所以常常不会照着我们良心的感觉行那些对的事情。So
a lot of times we will not follow and obey our conscience to do the right thing.
也不照良心的感觉去寻求真理，去寻求真神。
And we do not follow our conscience to pursue after the truth, to pursue after the true God. So even though we have this feeling from the conscience is still weak. Even though our conscience is weak, if man only followed and obeyed their conscience,
良心告诉他说这个是该做的，那个是不该做的。
And the conscience tells the man, this is the right thing to do, this is not the right thing to do.
他若是照着这个良心的感觉去做，他也可以得到神的悦纳。
If he followed the instruction and leading of his conscience, then he would be able to please God.
但是因着良心的软弱,
but because of the weakness of the conscience,
人常常背着良心做那些不该做的事情,
man so many times will go against the conscience.
但是感谢神, 当主耶稣来到地上,
but thank God when the Lord Jesus came to the earth,
他成就了救赎工作,
he accomplished the work of redemption. 希伯来书
告诉我们说, 他是用血洗净我们良心, 除去我们死刑。
And Hebrews tells us that the blood of Christ has washed us, our conscience, from dead works.
使我们可以侍奉永生神
so that we can serve the living God.
我们心中的天良的亏欠已经用血洒去了
and our conscience has been sprinkled clean
so
from an evil conscience.
我们的良心
so the blood of the Lord Jesus has sprinkled clean our evil conscience.
叫我们这个心是一个清洁的良心
so that our conscience may be pure.
叫我们良心没有亏欠
so that we would not be ashamed.We would not have any shortfalls. Because when our conscience has shortfalls, then we do not have strength. So we're unable to serve God. So when our conscience has shortfalls, we're not able to do the works of God. Sometimes I think.On one hand, shortfalls can be a good thing. Because when we feel that we have a shortfall, then we know that we need to come before God. We know that we have a lot of shortfalls before God. He knows that he cannot live his life by himself. And we ourselves have a lot of shortfalls. We do not love God and man enough.And so when we see that we have these shortfalls, we are willing to come before God to ask for grace. So that the blood of Jesus can cleanse our conscience. And His blood has washed away all our shortfalls. So when we have shortfalls, not only will we come before God to ask for grace, but this shortfall of ours can also be a tool used by Satan to accuse us. So a lot of times brothers and sisters will have these shortfalls. So they feel that because they have these shortfalls, they do not dare to serve. Because they do not think they are worthy enough to serve. But the most important thing when we feel that we have shortfalls is to come before God. To ask His blood to once again cleanse us. And when our conscience has been cleansed, we no longer have shortfalls. Then we can be strengthened. Then we can willingly serve God. Because we know that it's not by ourselves.It is by God's grace. So that's why Paul says that he serves God with a clear conscience. So we need to have a pure and clear conscience in order to serve God. Because a man with a defiled conscience is a person who shipwrecked, which will sink. But thank God, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. That we can have a pure and unoffended conscience. So that our spirit can be strengthened. So that we can serve God. Paul says not only with a pure and clear conscience, but he also serves God with a sincere faith. Only a person with a sincere faith can be strengthened. A person with a true faith. And this faith enables us to be strengthened. so that we know that we need to trust God. When a person is without faith, then he's afraid. Just like the Israelites before they were about to enter the land of Canaan. When the spies came back,
报告说那里的人就像巨人像伟人一样。
They said that they made a report about the land saying that the people there are like Nephilim.
他们的墙又是那么高大那么坚固。
And their walls are so high and strongly fortified.
我们在他面前就像一个蚱蜢一样。
And so like we are like grasshoppers.
他们要吞噬我们。
And they're going to eat us.
为什么他们在那里软弱无力就像 水一样消化了。
Why were they so weak and afraid and their hearts were like water? Because they did not have a true faith.
不像加勒,
not like Caleb.
加勒在那说, 我们不要怕他们,
Caleb says, we do not need to fear
圣经告诉我们说,
them. And the Bible tells us that he had a different spirit.
对,
the English translation is good. It says that Caleb had a different spirit.
他灵跟其他百姓不一样。
Caleb's spirit was different than the spirits of the other Israelites.
为什么他灵那么勇敢那么坚强呢?
Why was Caleb's spirit so strong and so courageous? And he said, do not fear them.
因为他里面有信心,
because he had faith.
因为他知道神的应许必要应验,
because he knew that God would fulfill his promise.
因为他知道神把他们从埃及带出来就是要进到迦南地区,
because he knew that God delivered them out of Egypt to bring them into the land.
神是信实的神，他必要应验他的应许。
And he knew that God would accomplish his promise to them.
虽然他所看见的和其他百姓所看见的都是一样,
so even though Caleb saw the same thing as the other spies,
他没有否认那些事实。
He did not believe in those things.
他没有否认，他没有抵赖那些faith。
He did not lose faith.
没有否认，抵赖。
He did not deny the facts.
他知道那些都是伟人。
And he knew that he did know that they were Nephilim.
他知道那些墙是高大，是非常坚固的。
And he did know that the walls were high and strongly fortified.
但是他里面有信心。
But he had faith.
他知道耶和华与我们同在。
Because he knew that the Lord is with us.
他们是我们的食物。
He is our food. They are our food. We do not need to fear them.
我们立刻上去得那块地。
We should go up and take possession.
为什么他里面能够那么刚强呢?
Why was his spirit so strong?
不惧怕。
And not afraid.
因为他里面有一个无伪的信心。
Because he had a sincere faith.
所以只有里面有个无伪的信心，一个真实的信心，人的灵才能刚强起来。
So it is only when a man has a true and sincere faith that his spirit can be strengthened.
对，圣经常有句话说，不要怕，只要信。
So that's why in the Bible, there's a lot of times it'll say, "Do not be afraid, just only believe."
当里面有信心的时候，自然而然就不怕了。
Because when we have faith, we naturally will not be afraid.
所以在这个时候，
so during this time,
提摩太他的灵怎样能够？
How was Timothy able to have his spirit strengthened?
要有清洁良心,
he needed to have a pure and unoffended conscience.
同样,
similar today, we need to have a spirit of power. We need to have the blood of the Lord Jesus constantly wash and cleanse our conscience. So that we can bring a pure and clean conscience and bring an unoffended conscience and then come before his presence. And then we no longer need to be afraid because we have the faith to believe in him and to trust in him. And he will take full responsibility. This is what Timothy needed. Thank God, this is a spirit of power. And then there's also the spirit of love. A loving spirit. This is a spirit filled with love. When we're saved by grace, the Spirit has poured out upon us. So when a man's spirit is filled with God's love, then we are filled with strength.
我们今天有时候在报纸看见有一些事情，有一些事件。Today
in the newspaper, we'll see a lot of different things in the world going on in the world.
当一个房子火烧的时候，
when a house is caught on fire, if the parents know that their child is still in the burning house, they will not care about their own lives, but they will run right into the house to save their child. Why do they have the strength and power to not care about their own lives, to run into that house? Because they are filled with love. This is not only the love of the world. The love of this world today has the kind of love where a person would not care about their own life to be willing to save their child. But the kind of love we have is a love, a spiritual love. So among all of Paul's struggles and difficulties, he cared not about himself. He was a witness to and testimony to the gospel and the Lord, because he was filled with God's love. Because he knew what the gospel was. The gospel tells of a love story. And Romans chapter 5 tells us,
为义人死是少有，为人死或许有敢做的。
For Romans tells us that for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die.
正如那个父母从火烧房子里面要把孩子拯救出来一样。
It's like the mother who ran in to save her child from the burning house.
为人死，也许有一些人他敢做，为好人死。
And perhaps there are some people who are willing to die for another person. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Which shows us God's love. And John chapter 3:16. A verse that children from when they were young knows how to memorize it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And God's love was shown on the cross. And He shed His precious blood to die for a world of sinners. And Paul knew this love. And Paul experienced this love. And Paul enjoyed this love. Because this love filled him. So that even though his spirit was strong, when he thought about this love,
在提摩太前书在那里告诉我们,
and 1 Timothy tells us,
他说,
it tells us about his condition before he was saved.
他说从前我是亵渎神，是逼迫人，是侮慢人的。
He said that he was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor.
我们从使徒行传看见保罗,
and we see in the book of Acts that Paul was such a person. He fervently persecuted and tried to kill Christians.
用了今天的话,
so we can say that he was an extremely fanatic Israelite. He wanted to pursue after and kill Christians.
然而他说，然而我还蒙了怜悯。But
then he says that yet he was shown mercy.
因为我是不明白，不信不明白的时候做的。Because
I acted ignorantly in unbelief.
所以为什么在提摩太前书、后书，在他误安的话里面。So
that's why in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy in his words,
和其他书信，其他写给教会书信问安的话，有一些不太一样。
And that's why compared to the letters to the other churches, it's different.
在一些书信里面保罗写给教会问安的时候常说愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归给你们。
In many of the other letters that Paul writes to the other churches, his greeting always begins with grace and peace to you.
但是当他写提摩太前后书的时候
But when he writes the first and second letters to Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy,
他在问安里面加上另外一个词
In his greetings, he adds another verb.
愿恩惠怜悯平安
Grace, peace, and mercy
从父神和主耶稣基督归给你们
Grace, peace, and mercy from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ
他经历到神的怜悯
And he had experienced God's mercy
他说我在罪人当中我是一个罪魁
Because he said that among the sinners I am the chief sinner
然而我还蒙了怜悯
And I received mercy
把我他最认识这个爱的一个人
Paul knew of mercy.
他实在知道神的怜悯在他身上有何等的大。
And Paul knew the great effect of God's great mercy in his life.
像他这样一个人却蒙到神的怜悯。
That such a person could receive God's mercy.
原来是一个堕落极深逼迫神逼迫教会的一个人。
He was a person who had persecuted the church.
他讲到他的经历，讲到过去的光景的时候
，And when he reflects and thinks back on his experience and his life，
他不巴不得这个怜悯也能够临到其他的人身上。
He's amazed that mercy could come even upon a man like himself。
弟兄姊妹，今天若是我们认识我们从前光景的时候
，Brothers and sisters， when we come to know ourselves and our conditions，
我们才知道这个爱何等的长阔高深。
Then we can come to comprehend the breadth and length and height of God's
love。也许人不认识我们从前是怎样一种人。
Even though we may not know the kind of person we were,
但是只有我们知道我们从前是怎样一种人。
But then we know that from the beginning what kind of person we are.
特别在我们年少的时候，年轻的时候做许多不该做的事情。
That when we were young, we may do things that we shouldn't have done.
许多事情今天好像回想起来说，历历就在眼前一样。
And a lot of times when we think back, it's like these things are right before our eyes.
但是我们今天成了何等怎样的人
？But then, what kind of person have we become now?
乃是神的恩典所做成的。
It is all through the work of God's grace.
因着这个爱激励了保罗。
It is through the love that touched Paul.
他里面充满了这个爱。
That he's filled with love.
所以他里面有一股力量激励他。
So there was the strength within him.
虽然面对许多人的反对。
So that he could face opposition from so many people.
面对许多艰难的环境。
That he could face so many difficult circumstances.
他仍然不退缩，一直往前去。
And he did not shrink back, but continued to press forward.
因为这个爱在他里面成为一个力量推动他。
Because this was a love that was a compelling force within him.
他愿意为主缘故在那受许多的苦楚。
That for the Lord's sake, he was willing to endure many sufferings and difficulties.
充满爱的人，他才能忍受许多的苦难。
Only a person filled with love can endureMuch suffering.
甚至到有一天
so that one day,
亚细亚的人都离弃了他了
that even those in Asia had abandoned him,
没有人来帮助他
and no one had helped him.
我想这些人许多都是保罗曾经传福音给他们的人
I think that these were probably those whom Paul had preached the gospel to.
许多因着福音，因着保罗传福音得救的人
These who were saved by the gospel which Paul preached.
当有一天保罗当他申诉的时候，居然没有一个人来为他，来帮助他，为他，来扶持他。
But then, at Paul's first defense, no one supported him. No one came to help him.
但是他说,
But then Paul says,
但愿这罪不归在他们身上。
May it not be counted against them.
因为他里面充满了爱。
Because he was filled with love.
即使对那些好像亏欠他许多的人的人。
That even though all those who were inadequate and fell short of him,
他仍然带着一个爱。
He still had love towards them.
当一个人里面没有爱的时候
When a person is without love,
自然而然里面的灵就软弱了
Naturally, his spirit will be weak.
遇到那些不好的环境的时候，他就怪罪别人
That when he encounters difficult circumstances, he will blame other people.
从前我是这样的对待你们
And so he treated them this way.
如今我有需要的，我在困苦的里面，居然没有一个人来帮助我，来扶持我
That when we needed help, no one came to help us.
这是里面没有爱的人所表现出来的光景。
This is the kind of thinking from a person who does not have love.
保罗他里面充满了神的爱。
But Paul was filled with love.
不仅这个爱激励他，愿意来爱主更多，愿意来更多
That the love filled him so that he would love the Lord even more, that he would love his life, not unto death.
这个爱也让他能够宽恕那些好像对不起他的那些人。
So that he would be able to forgive those who had not supported him.
但愿这个罪不归在他们身上。
That those sins would not, that would not be counted against them.
何等一个蒙爱的人。
Only person filled with love.
因为他知道这个爱实在是何等的长阔高深。
Because he truly comprehended the breadth and length and height and depth of that love.
虽然众人都离弃了他。
Even though everyone left him.
没有人愿意来帮助他,
and no one was willing to help him. But he knew that the Lord was beside him and strengthened him. Because he had strength. He had inner strength. Because this power of love filled him. So that he would have a spirit of power. So that he could stand firm.
感谢神,
Thank God that He has given us a spirit of love.
这样因着这个灵,人能够,也能够刚强起来,
that by this spirit we may be strengthened and stand firm. And God has also given us a spirit of discipline.
谨守, song of the spirit, 谨守,
a sound spirit.
这个英文字呢,中文也可以把它翻作安静,严谨,或是个健全的灵。
This can also be translated a quiet spirit, a sober spirit, or a sound spirit.
神赐给我们一个严谨的灵。
God has given us a sound spirit.
我们知道今天现在的人呢,不需要,不想有一个严谨的一个生活。
A lot of times we may not want to have a sober lifestyle.
人喜欢放松,喜欢轻松,喜欢随意。
We like to be relaxed. We like to live our lives willy-nilly. We want to live our lives without any restraint. And we do not have a calm and peaceful spirit. It's as if we can't settle down. We always need to be on the move. We do not want to live a serious and sober life. We want to live our life as we please. But what God has given us is a sound spirit. So that our spirit can be quiet before the Lord. So that our life can be a life under restraint. So why is it that so many Christians like to use musical instruments?
因为乐器,人就轻松起来,
because musical instruments help us to relax, so we're not so uptight.
所以我们看今天许多神的儿女,他不仅生活松散,不严谨,
so that's why so many of God's children are lax. They don't have any restraint.
来到聚会里面,他也是求,
not serious.
也要求聚会,也要轻松一点,不要那么严肃,
And they also want church to not be so serious and sober. They want it to be a little more relaxed.
人总要轻松,
Man should just be relaxed.
不愿受耶稣, 不愿严谨过生活,
so that they can just live their life freely.
但是神说,
but God has given us a sound spirit.
这个严谨,
In English, we can also translate it as a sound spirit. That it should be a sound spirit. So why is it that in this world the conditions of people when they sin?
因为我们这个灵不健全,
because we don't have a sound spirit. We are not healthy.
因着人的灵不健康,
because the man's spirit is not healthy. So that's why so many problems arise.
但神给我们是一个健全,
but God has given us a healthy, sound spirit.
当一个人有健康的灵, 严谨的灵,
when a person has a sober and healthy spirit,
自然而然,
then naturally he will be strengthened.
一个人生活松散,
when a person lives a lax lifestyle,
一个人侍奉松散,
and in his service it's very lax,
他就没有力量,
then he has no strength.
他里面就软弱下来了,
and then he will be weakened.
So we
see the impact that this kind of spirit has in our life.
一个人若是生活是严谨的, 是严肃的,
if a person has a serious and sober spirit,
不随意在那过日子,
not living his life carefreely.
他来到神面前，他要侍奉的时候。
That when he comes to serve and worship,
他里面是刚强有力量的,
he has a spirit of power.
他就能够在那里能够好好的服侍神,
there he can serve God well.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是一个严谨的神。
Our God is a serious God.
我们神不是一个随意的神。
He's not a whatever.
我们来到神面前，来到聚会当中也是一样。
So when we come before God, our attitude should be the same.
这是圣地。
This is holy ground.
所以告诉我们说，我们来到他面前的时候，我们放轻我们的脚步。
That the Bible tells us that when we come before Him, we need to walk carefully with light footsteps.
我们要严肃来到他面前。
We need to come with an attitude of seriousness. Because God is here.
神在这里。
God's presence is here.
当人感受到神在这里的时候,
when people can sense God's presence,
他来到聚会当中来到神的家,
when he comes to God's house, when God's family, he's very sober.
他不是随意的,
he's not just careless.
他来到神面前,
he knows that he has to come before God with a quiet and reverent spirit.
他来到神面前,
he knows he needs to come before God and wait before him.
因为他知道来到这里是要面对神,
because he knows that when he comes here,
来到这里是要寻求神,
to seek God.
神在这里要向人,
and that God will speak to mankind and reveal himself to us.
若是我们看见这样的事,
if we see this truth,
每一次我们来到神面前的时候，我们都是带一个严谨的心。
Then every time we come before God, we will come with an attitude and spirit of soberness.
因为我们看见神是何等可畏。
Because we know that God is worthy.
虽然他也是满了爱的神。
And He is also a God full of love.
但是当一个人进到神面前的时候，
but when a person comes before God,
我们看见神是一个圣洁公义的神。
We see God is a holy and righteous God.
神是轻慢不得的神。
He is a God that
轻慢不得,
cannot be mocked. He's a God that cannot be mocked.
所以当每次来到神面前都是带着这样一个灵。
So every time we come before God, we need to have this kind of spirit.
我们在这要蒙受更多的恩典。
So that we can receive more grace.
神的灵要充满我们,
and God's Spirit will fill us.
叫我们生活也是严谨的,
so that our life would be a sober life.
叫我们侍奉也是严谨的,
so that our service would be a service of sober.
叫我们这个人完全活在神的一个同在里面,
so that we can live in the presence of God.
神的灵在管理我们,
and God can oversee and take care of us, so that we can stand firm in this world, so that we can be His testimony, that by a spirit of power and love and soundness, that when we serve, that the service which we bring would be a good service. Because we need to first have a spirit of power and love and soundness.
自然而然，外面的服侍, 外面的工作,
so that in our outer works,
就有一个美好的服侍,
it would be a good ministry, good works, that we can be pleasing to God.
像我们服侍才有属灵的价值,
that our service could have spiritual value,
能够得到主的称赞,
to receive praise from God.
所以我们看见在提摩太后书里面,
so we see in 2 Timothy,
当提摩太落在那个软弱光景里面,
that in the midst of Timothy's weakness,
保罗鼓励他,
Paul strengthened him,
encouraged him,
that God has given us a spirit of power and love and soundness. So when Timothy came back to this condition, his spirit was once again strengthened and rekindled.
给他许多嘱咐,许多事情该做的。
Paul had exhorted him and commanded and given him many, commanded him with, to do many things.
他就能够好好上面去行他所该做的事情。
So that he could faithfully serve and do these things.
他就有一个美好的服侍。
So that he could have a pleasing service.
我想这样服侍才能够得到神的喜悦。
And it's only this kind of service that can be pleasing to God.
所以巴不得神的话,
so may God's word once again remind us that we would take heed to our spiritual condition, that so that our spirits can be according.
当我们有一个属灵正灵有一个正常光景的时候。
That is only when we have a normal, healthy spirit.
我们来服侍而做外面许多事情。
That then when we serve and do works.
也许我们所做的事情不是那么完全。
That even though our works right now may not be perfect.
可能还有许多欠缺。
And still have some flaws.
但是我们灵里面，我们的灵是对的。
But our spirit is right.
我们里面的灵是准确的。
And our spirit is accurate.
自然而然，在外面服侍就有一个准确的一个服侍
，so that our services and works could be good and pleasing，
就有一个对的服侍
，to have a right service。
求神恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us。
弟兄们，做结束祷告。
Can our brother close in a word of prayer？
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
请低头祷告。
Holy Father, we thank you for sharing your message with us this day.
天父啊，感谢你所跟我们分享你的话语。
To remind us that you have given us your own spirit.
呀，你给我们你的灵。
And Lord, that we should not be timid or afraid.
我们不要胆怯。
But we should be able to rise up in strength to serve you.
我们有刚强的心来服侍你。
Once again, we thank you for sharing with us.
我们再次谢谢你所赐给我们你的话语。
And we continue to lift up the rest of our services this day into your hands.
我们将余下的各项的聚集服侍恭敬仰望在你的恩手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.